about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, these people here are communists and traitors.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Those little guys are cute and cuddly looking. The beavers I've seen are bigger.
And not.
Yeah, and they don't look as friendly, so I don't know. Maybe I've seen my beavers in the wrong place. Moving on.
Yeah, it's weather time. Let's,
yeah,
this afternoon, not too bad. Temperatures in the 50s and 60s. Let's go to the maps. There we go.
You are laying out a beaver trap, and I'm not going to walk into your beaver trap.
Silly woman.
So it's lovely to see you both again. I just wish it were under better circumstances.
You don't have to talk.
All right.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Help me, I need a Lamborghini.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
You seem really nice. Can we be friends?
Roll another one.
Oh, that's right.
Just like the other one.
I don't know why people don't like you.
This one seems to be allowed to quit.
Terrible human beings.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
That will be definitely uncool.
Roll another one.
Tina, come get some ham.
Just like the other one.
What would you ever do with that much meat?
This one seems to be about this.
So many feelings, so many thoughts.
And I don't have another cent.
This is so boring. This is like listening to a TED Talk by the color beige.
I like orange juice.
Just pass it around.
They had a fish named Abraham.
And the bogart that joined, my friend.
Get ready to rock, America.
Just pass it on.
And now.
I know what you're asking yourself. And the answer is yes. I have a nickname for my penis. It's called the Octagon.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Friday morning, the 30th of August.
What's up, you guys?
Hey.
Hey.
Jensen
got
very emotional in your social media feed last night.
Oh, I thought you'd just be excited that I was wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah, me too.
That's what I thought he was referencing.
Yeah. Very exciting to see you getting back to it, man. You've been slacking.
Thank you.
Can't debut a new style and then immediately ignore it like 1 week later.
You're going to go big announcement full Weird Al. You got to stick with it.
Yes.
I'm semi Weird Al. I ease into it, man.
Right, but if you ease into it, then you don't like make a proclamation, you know, and have a rally and all the other stuff that you did to announce. Hey, everybody, look at me.
Yeah, I held a rally. Yeah.
You did.
You made the governor come down and declare a new shirt day.
He was holding a huge key.
It was a lot.
Crazy.
Didn't say anything.
It seemed like too much for somebody who was going to occasionally part-time wear a Hawaiian shirt. That's all I'm saying.
Let's be honest. It's really because I don't have 30 shirts. Wear one different one
to catch up
per day in a month. So,
is there no Costco near where you live?
Yeah, I do. I get all my Hawaiian shirts at Costco. Well, I'm very fashionable.
You gotta stack them deep and sell them cheap, man. That's what you gotta do. It should be about quantity, not quality at this point.
Yeah, I should have buffeted.
Yeah, stick with the look. But that's not even what I'm talking about.
Yes.
I'm talking about on your Twitter last night.
Yeah, well, basically, there's this weird thing where, like, every once in a while someone will just sort of be a jerk on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And I love taking a picture of them from their account and posting it because they all look like the same guy. Like,
okay.
I love doing it. It's just, like, one of my favorite things in the world. And then yesterday I sat and thought about it and was like, I don't like that. And then coincidentally realized it's been a year since I've been here on the show.
Fantastic.
Isn't that a weird feeling?
Yeah.
And when I was thinking about it, I thought to myself, I should probably, rather than focus on the joke that I continue to do because every hater looks exactly the same.
They're all Big Tad, by the way, for folks who have listened for a long time. They all look exactly like Big Tad.
They are mostly bald, big Orange County dudes who have facial hair statements. Right. Like, they've built out facial hair, and it's a statement to be known.
Gotcha.
It's a weird goatee. It's a strange beard. And so I put a lot of attention on them, and I realized that's not fair, especially now realizing it's been a year. So I thanked everyone who's helped my transition here to the show and allowed me to be here and fulfill a dream to be on the radio every single day.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
What a cuck.
And the response.
Right? That didn't work. Nope.
Still not right. Need to look it up. Just look it up. And the response you got from the Kevin B. listeners. Was amazing.
Yes, it was very sweet, and that, those are the people. It's like I said on the tweet, the meanest voices always seem to be the loudest on the internet, and that's the worst part about the internet is that there are tons of good people on the web.
Way more.
Yeah, they're outnumbered, but you don't write necessarily, you know, positive Yelp reviews as much as you say, I'm going to go write a Yelp review when you have a negative experience. So that's just the way. I mean, like, to be honest, I've never written a review. Ever on the internet. So I just don't have that kind of personality. I just would rather be like, I'm busy. I don't want to go on there. But, you know, someone who wants to say something mean on the internet, that's their right. They shouldn't not do it. It's just we should, you know, always remember that there are droves of people that want to say positive things and that they should be celebrated.
And you have embraced your Kermity voice, it sounds like.
Well, I've always thought that. Even when I was
doesn't have a choice.
Yeah, when I was on the podcast, I remember. I mean, it's like that day you've heard your voice on an answering machine for the first time.
You go, that's me.
And you're like, do I have a hand up my butt? Like, am I an actual puppet? But no, I've always realized my voice is this way, and you got to live with it.
Well, the Kevin and Bean listeners were very nice.
They were.
And I would like to add my voice to the chorus of those who say it's been a great year having you on the show. And
I agree.
We're that grateful that you joined the program, and you've done nothing but make it better.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So, do we have time for a quick finger now?
Sure.
Do we?
Nope.
Okay, no.
Okay. What's on today's show, Kevin?
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
This is a lot of info to process.
We don't want to have to beg you.
Well, I was just looking at the time, and I don't want to screw everybody up by going over.
All good.
I'm gonna just keep it a bean.
It's Friday, so we've got Keep It 100.
Mm-hmm.
There are an incredible amount of Smash Mouth All-Star remixes.
I mean...
Why?
We thought we had a lot yesterday.
We had like... Five yesterday, yeah, and then
I went home and did research and found, I don't know, 15 in 20 minutes.
Well, it is National Cover Song Day, and a lot of these are covers of All Stars, so it's kind of appropriate that we would turn the spotlight on the greatest song of the 20th century.
That's correct.
Wait,
and all the covers that have been made.
Are we playing all Smash Mouth covers through 10 a.m.?
That's right.
We almost could.
That would be incredible.
We can make the change.
Let's do it.
I'm down for an audible.
Let's do it.
Also, by the way, it's not National Cover Song Day. It's just we're claiming that.
Well, it is.
It's not a thing.
You can just say it.
Yeah, we're just saying
National
it. National
Donut
point.
Day
but
wasn't
I'm saying
a thing.
You look it up on the internet. It doesn't exist. And that shocked us. We were very surprised by that. Why is it not a thing?
Well, it's ground zero, man. We're starting it here. Look, this is the third year in a row. And after 3 years, I'm going to say it is a thing.
Okay. All right. Animal stories on the show today?
Mm-hmm.
And we've got your passes for It Chapter 2, the advanced K-Rock screening. That's coming up. We'll take a break. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:53.
That's a great way to start National Cover Song Day, you guys.
Yes, it is.
Red Hot Chili Peppers doing? Anyone know?
Love Roller Coaster?
Yes, by?
Thank you. Oh, you mean the artist?
Yeah, the original.
Love Roller Coaster.
They're a fun band. Bunch of guys on stage.
Yes.
Parliament?
Yes, I'm with you. No, I don't think it's Parliament.
Not Parliament, no.
Rick
Ohio
James?
Players. Ohio Players. Let's say Earth, Wind, Fire.
Great, great song, though. And by the way, if you'd like to get in a song on one of your favorite K-Rock covers, you can call the Afro Line, 323-520-AFRO, and leave your request, and we will try to squeeze it in as soon as we can. We got covers from Save Ferris, Pearl Jam, The Cure, and much more coming up first. Friday is here.
It's Friday.
And Allie is ready for our first look at what's happening.
I am going to give you something that you really want. We've been doing it every other hour this week. So you 5 a.m., you people deserve it.
Yeah,
probably
your
more
schedule
than
sucks.
Most. Yeah, absolutely. Here's the thing. It Chapter 2. It comes out September 6th. None of us can wait for that.
I love it!
Can't wait for that. All of us are excited for it.
Mm-hmm.
God, Thank God we go on at 6. But you guys can see it 2 full days in advance. Some pair of tickets to the K-Rock Advance screening of It Chapter 2 at the AMC Burbank 16 on Wednesday, September 4th.
My name is Pennywise the Dancing Clown. Do you want a balloon?
He sounds different.
He's gotten older.
A little different in It Chapter 2. But give a call right now. We will take the first 5 callers at 1-800-520-1067. And you are going to get in there early September 4th and see It Chapter 2 at the AMC Burbank 16.
Like the call now.
Oh, see?
We all float down here. You'll float too.
I mean, it's terrifying.
It really is.
It is absolutely terrifying. Well, it didn't take long, you guys. A Tennessee man has filed a civil summons against Popeye's Chicken. He was not happy about his repeated trips to the fast food restaurant, only to find that they were out of their new crispy chicken sandwich. This idiot's name is Craig Barr. He says he's suing for false advertising, deceptive business practices by entity to public, and countless time wasted driving to and fro for no chicken sandwich.
Would you like to see how many other lawsuits this guy has filed?
Do you have chicken things?
It's got to be a ton. He was always told to come back the next day. Still, no sandwich.
Can you? Do they have phones there? Could you call and say, hey, do you have the sandwich?
Here's what else he did. Okay. He answered a Craigslist ad promising that a Popeye's worker who worked the fryer would stash the sandwiches in the back and sell them to customers who paid $24. Barr says the alleged employee took his money, never delivered the fried goods. So you're not only stupid, you're also doing frivolous lawsuits.
And you're buying chicken on the black market,
yes,
you weirdo.
Yes.
How much fried chicken can you eat?
He's asking for a reasonable $5,000 for his troubles, and he was assigned an October 28th court date. Everybody should cover this story, and this man should be shamed for the rest of his life.
He should be shamed out of America.
His family should never be able to go anywhere. Wait, no. Okay, no. That's too far.
Extreme.
That's too far. Just him. Craig Barr. I mean, come on, man.
Right?
It's a chicken goddamn sandwich. You're going to be okay.
I saw a video last night of a dude jumping into the drive-thru window and beating the crap out of a manager because he didn't
kidding.
Swear to God, yeah, it's online.
See, this should be how Darwinism works. If these people exist, you're allowed to just...
Take them out?
Yeah, just a little shot in the neck.
A blow dart?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
and then
blow
they're
dart.
Gone. Yeah. They're gone. This is
I have
insane.
An idea. Chicken burger.
Oh, see, that guy's got a great idea. Absolutely. Hey, Bean, what band was it that you were supposed to see and then they had to change the date because of a hurricane?
I don't recall, Allie.
It was the Rolling Stones. It just happened like a month ago.
Oh, that's right. Yes, it was the Rolling Stones. That's correct, yes.
Days ago.
We talked about it. And you had
I
to...
wish you could have seen Allie's face just now.
Yes, very disappointed in you.
Yes, that was like a month ago.
Yeah,
yes,
okay. I
was able to make it to the... I was able to make
the
it
makeup
to
date.
Makeup
yep.
day, but I forgot about the whole hurricane thing. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Well, it's happened again to the Rolling Stones because of Hurricane Dorian. They're supposed to play Saturday night in Miami. They decided to move it up, so they're going to play tonight. Get it done, and then their tour's over. No more of this crazy American hurricane BS. Why don't we just nuke the hurricanes? Anyone ever thought about that?
That's a good idea.
Yeah. But along with the change in date, there's going to be no opener, so no Juanes performance, which stinks for people because people love him.
Especially in Miami, they do.
Yeah. Do you? You
but don't the Rolling Stones do
like
2.5, 3 hours?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a full show.
Bean, who was your opener of the show you didn't remember?
Ivan Neville.
Oh,
New Orleans zone. Yeah.
New Orleans, absolutely.
Sure.
From where you're sitting, you could all see his mole,
that's
which
correct.
Is delightful.
That's Aaron
but,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Who's Ivan?
Ivan is
are
sure
they related?
Glad, I'm so glad we don't go on until 6. Although it was weird people called for the It Chapter 2 tickets.
Oh, that is weird. Yeah, the lines are
they're guessing. Here. Just all a right. guess.
We have 30 seconds before we go on the air, you guys. Let's get it together.
But Ivan and Greg, who was the other one?
Aaron.
Aaron, they're related?
Greg Ivan Neville.
Ivan is Aaron's nephew.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Does Greg Neville's an accountant who lives in New Orleans.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Excellent. Does he have a mole as well?
No.
All right.
Just Aaron.
That's quite well.
Is that the biggest
I'm sorry to distract the topic here. Is Aaron Neville's mole the biggest mole you've ever seen on
yes.
a human?
Yes.
Does
big,
anyone
yeah.
have a bigger mole?
Well, Phoebe Waller-Bridge from Fleabag has a bigger mole, but it's on her forehead. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times it's covered by her hair.
Really?
A bigger mole than Aaron Neville's, huh? Yeah.
I don't think it's as protruding, but I think in size it's up there. I'll do a side-by-side after.
Thank you.
That's a good idea.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
We need that
I feel like Aaron's has hair on it, too.
Ooh. Well, I had heard that you're not supposed to pluck hair out of a mole. And I think that might be just an old wives' tale. But
Read
the studies, indeed.
We've talked about moles for far too long. Let's get to some cover songs. Some birthdays for you. Cameron Diaz, Michael Chiklis, Lewis Black, and Andy Roddick.
It is National Cover Song Day.
I love it.
Me too.
I love that song, too, by the way. The filthiest song title that ever got on the radio. Come on, Eileen.
No, I don't. Okay.
I mean,
I don't think that's
Jeffrey Deckenbach requested that through the Kevin and Bean Facebook page.
Oh.
So we're happy to play that for you, Jeffrey. Thanks for the suggestion. You can reach out to us on the social media, or you can leave a request for National Cover Song Day on the Afro line at 323-520-AFRO. We want to talk about Ice Cube for a minute, because there was a time where he was the baddest mother effer on the planet.
Yes.
And no one terrified white people more than Ice Cube.
He was the wrong dude to mess with. He was the toughest.
And then he became...
Oh, hi. I'm almost here with his friend, Mr. Ice Cube.
Hey, Elmo.
And Mr. Ice Cube is going to do some magic for us.
Are you ready to see some astounding tricks?
So he's Sesame Street Ice Cube now. He's Are We There Yet Ice Cube now.
You know what kills? What is strange about him is that he's somehow also kept his street cred at the same time.
Yes. 100%.
And I don't know what anyone else that's done that.
He's incredible. He's an enigma.
You, if you're 2, you love him. If you're 80, you love him.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Ice Cube.
He's my favorite rapper of all time.
Is he?
Sure, understandably.
Okay. Unfortunately, to Danielle, my wife, mm-hmm. I have him tattooed on my arm.
His face. Excellent.
She hates it. I love him. I'm obsessed with him. He went to Taft High School, which was just like blocks from my house. I loved him from his NWA work to his solo stuff to his acting career. I even like Are We There Yet? I don't care to see it.
Right.
But congratulations to you, man.
By the way, he's good in those, too. They may not be movies. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you think about those movies, but he's good. Always.
I admire the guy.
Yeah.
I've studied him so much. I've heard, I think, every song from him ever made, from Today Was a Good Day, the obvious ones, to like the Trespass soundtrack. I would never mess a thing at all that's on the internet. So imagine my surprise when I found an Ice Cube video from the website Pacific Standard Time. In 2016.
What is that?
It's a website that follows architecture.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, what I love so much about Vintage Ice Cube is, like, he was the wrong dude to F with, the rapper you love to hate. He's a gangster rapper.
Yeah, right.
But this video has a different feel to it. It kicks off with him driving around his hometown of Los Angeles, and it's the typical Ice Cube talking about what he loves about his beloved native city.
A lot of people think L.A. is just eyesore after eyesore, full of mini malls, palm trees, and billboards. So what? They don't know the L.A. I know.
Okay. So he's right. That's the normal Ice Cube. If I played that for you, you'd be like, yeah,
agreed.
This is going to be a great video.
Yep.
I'm down for it. He's going to rap or something. Ice Cube knows more about L.A. than most. We all know that. You know, shortly thereafter, he mentions what he specifically loves about the city. He includes the Forum, Crenshaw Boulevard's Five Torches, Hawthorne's Cockatoo Inn, which is no longer there, the Watts Tower. You know, these are all things that make sense for Ice Cube.
Sure.
But then he gets into what is bad about our beloved Los Angeles, and this is quite an Ice Cube.
The bad, the traffic. Each freeway has its own personality. The 405, bougie traffic. The 110, that's gangster traffic right there. There's a difference.
What is he talking about? There is a difference indeed. Now, the car ride stops, and he ends up at what looks like a designer loft, like a huge sort of overwhelming piece of art almost.
Okay.
And he has something he'd like for us to know.
Before I did rap music, I studied architectural drafting. And one thing I learned is that you always got to have a plan.
Okay. So,
whoa. I'm sorry, what?
Something we should address now. Ice Cube, before he rapped, loved architectural drafting. Now, you may have thought he just made this up for the website. because this is a.
That's what I would think. Yeah.
No, I researched it.
Wow.
At one time in his life, he almost contemplated early in the NWA days leaving rap because he liked drawing houses and architecture so much.
No kidding.
And in high school, a lot of teachers said that they didn't even know he rapped because he was just always drawing houses and architecture in class. So it truly was.
Ice Cube designed your house.
Right?
It would be great.
Amazing.
He'd probably do it very standard, though, but I'd be like, can you put an AK-47? Can you make the house look like a Glock? Okay, so this website, the Pacific Standard, brings him to the Eames House in the Pacific Palisades. You guys know what that is?
I do not.
Okay, so it's known as Case Study House Number 8. That's the other name for it. It is a landmark mid-20th century modern architecture piece.
Okay.
It was designed by these legends in the field, husband and wife Charles and Ray Eames. It was their home and studio until Ray passed away in 1988. It's world-renowned. It is like one of the most popular, famous architecture. If you go there, there's people always visiting. Now, Ice Cube gives you a tour of the grounds, and he knows everything about it.
Got off-the-shelf factory windows, prefabricated walls. They was doing mashups before mashups even existed.
What is he talking
about? How does he still sound so street when he does that?
I don't know. It's still Ice Cube, but he's talking about architecture. He compared building a house piece by piece to building a rap sample beat, you know, like pretty much. He's showing you how hip-hop and architecture is similar. I don't buy it. But hey, it's Ice Cube. He's very passionate about homes. How passionate? Well, here is him explaining why the Eames House is important.
In a world full of McMansions, where the structure takes up all the land, the Eames made structure and nature one. This is going green 1949 style, bitch.
I would take an architecture class if he were teaching one.
I would
like,
too.
I just can't believe he can still sound like Ice Cube while talking about this house. Okay, so to end this just over 2 minute clip, Ice Cube has a little message for people who think Los Angeles doesn't have any important culture or architecture.
Who are these people who got a problem with LA? Maybe they just mad they don't live here.
Right? I mean, he's probably right. So what I'm saying is that I want Ice Cube now. He has clearly a lot of work on his hands.
Right.
He's always doing TV or, you know, movies or rapping. I want him to build a house.
All right.
It seems like it's something he's passionate about, and I think he should get into it, no?
I agree. I mean, I don't know that we can force him, but...
That's gangster traffic right there.
National Cover Song Day. That is Marilyn Manson and Sweet Dreams on the world-famous K-Rock. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:54.
By the way, I was out on Tuesday when y'all did the topic of bands that you used to hate and
yes.
then you love. Mm-hmm. You turned out to be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
One of mine was Eurythmics. And I
all
know
right.
there's no excuse for not liking Eurythmics because they are great.
Bean, mine was B-52s.
And then you turned around on them.
Yep.
Yeah, mine was Eurythmics. I can't explain now why I hated that band when they started, but man, they're great, and
yeah.
I love that Manson cover as well, so that's fun to hear. Jensen, you're one of your favorite covers, Still Not a Player, coming up next hour.
Oh, yeah, from Loud Rocks, which I'll get into later.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Allie? What's happening with you?
Well, the Foo Fighters performed at the Reading Festival last weekend, told the crowd they wanted to start a petition to get Oasis to reunite, which I fully support.
Is that how it works?
I don't think that's how it works, okay. But I feel like when Dave Grohl and Taylor Hawkins say something,
yeah.
people kind of listen.
I bet that went over well in England, too.
Yes.
Sure.
The crowd obviously lost it, and then Dave Grohl said to the crowd, we're trying to start a petition, everyone here, okay? And then he said, how many people want to see Oasis effing play a show? Everyone freaked out. Well, Noel Gallagher has responded.
Oh.
He addressed the crowd at a gig in San Diego. He referenced the stunt from the Foos, who also adorned their bass drum with photos of Noel and Liam's faces. And Noel Gallagher said, I'd like to start a petition to get Foo Fighters to split up. Oh, my God. When did Noel turn into
He's
Liam?
He's always been that funny. He's just quiet.
He's quieter
yes.
funny and not quite
He's
as biting.
Always been that funny.
But when it is, it is excellent. I laughed so hard at that. Well, yesterday, as you know, Oasis celebrated the 25th anniversary of their debut album, Definitely Maybe. They're set to release a limited edition reissue vinyl. They're going to have a new lyric video for Fade Away. There's already been a new podcast leading up to the launch to celebrate the anniversary. And that all put Liam in a very reflective mood. He tweeted out, Oasis the Musical. Five lads from Manchester start a band on Take on the World. the little one who writes all the songs turns into a massive C-word. Sacks everyone except his little brother as he ain't got the arse. Splits up the band. There's a storyline for you. The end. Oh, my God.
They have been bickering since they were tiny.
I can't with them.
Rejected!
I, of course, quote tweeted that and wrote, so you guys doing a reunion tour or what?
So you're saying there's a chance?
What are we doing here?
Can you imagine how much money they'd get for a reunion tour?
All. And yeah. I would be throwing it at them as well.
Mm-hmm. Imagine how much hate each other to just pass up on that kind of money.
Well, I mean, we also compare that kind of money to what we have versus that kind of money to what they have. They're probably fine. They probably don't need to get back together for money's sake. I would love it.
I feel like Liam's run through a little bit of money.
It's possible.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Noel probably has things where it should be money-wise.
All right.
I think Liam might have squandered. A smidge. So Liam needs it a little more, which
you
is never...
You are a cheap ass bitch.
Oh, never where you want to be. Jensen sent me a story that basically combined two things that I love. Murder shows and home renovation shows.
Okay.
So you're probably thinking, wait, I have to murder someone and then
You
get a house? Mm-hmm. You get to live there? No. It is called Murder House Flip. A true crime home renovation series that's going to be on the short-form video platform Quibi. Murder House Flip is described as an unconventional home renovation show that takes on the country's most infamous homes. The ones known for their mysterious murders and incredible intrigue committed within their walls. So the homeowners turn their house over to the colorful cast of forensic specialists, spiritual healers, and high-end reno experts. They uncover all.
They don't just tear it down and rebuild it?
No, they uncover all the true crimes, all the shocking secrets, scandalous history of their home. Then they cleanse the home, remove the stains of the past, and take these homes from morbid to marvelous. Oh, my God, yes. Thank you.
I would request that they still leave the chalk outline of the body in the kitchen, though.
Yeah,
I think that would be cool.
Blood stains on the wall. Mm-hmm. Just a couple
stains. Incorporate it into maybe some of the artwork. I get it. Like, your floor has subway tiles and then just the murder outline as well.
You're like, man, this room is beautiful. It looks so big with that helter skelter written in blood on the wall.
See you guys in?
No.
Oh.
I don't care.
Fatality.
All right. Some birthdays for you. Andy Roddick, Lewis Black, Michael Chiklis, and Cameron Diaz, and that.
National cover song day on the world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. That's The Clash and I Fought the Law and the Law Won, originally done by Michael Jackson. A lot of people didn't know that.
No.
A lot of people didn't know.
That's for Beatrice, by the way, from Instagram, on the Kevin and Bean Instagram account, at Kevin and Bean, who requested that. By the way, we don't have time to get into it now, but if you ever want to, Allie, you'll appreciate this. The original singer of that, Bobby Fuller. He was found dead in the front seat of his mom's car of asphyxiation. He was only 23 years old.
And Good morning.
His death is still unsolved, whether it was a suicide or whether he was murdered.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
Okay. Allie, you love this. I'm like, yeah.
Did you love it?
I kind of did. Okay. I want to find out more.
All right.
Pretty exciting, right? Anyway, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show here on a Fri-yay.
Day.
We thought it might be time to take a look at some animal stories.
Maybe a raccoon or a story about a dog. Maybe a baboon or a story about a frog. A story about a cat or a pizza rat. A story about a minx or a story about a lynx. Animal stories in the news. Animal stories to cure your blues. Animal stories. Just for you, let's find out what they're up to.
Hey, a little something for everybody here today. And Allie, I guess we'll start with you because your dream of how you want to die involves an animal, right?
It involves a bear because I love bears so much. And I feel like if I was to encounter a bear, it would kill me. But I'd get a hug in first, so I'd just go in right for the hug.
What if you didn't get the hug, though, and you're like, no!
He just swats at my face.
Yeah.
At first.
And you're gone.
Oh, I don't know. I think I'm agile enough and like quick enough
that I can
get a hug in. It might just be his leg, might be an arm, but I will hug something.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. By the way, if you could get, pardon the pun, a bear hug off, mm-hmm. how could he kill you?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, right up against his body like that.
Especially if I was like, I love you, let's just talk about this.
Yeah.
It's a bear hug to her. It's a crushing death blow for him. Like, he thinks he's...
Wow, we were just having fun, Jetson.
Yeah, right. God.
John Johnson and Georgia Ann Field were watching TV in their home in Pine, Colorado, when they heard noises coming from upstairs. As nearly as I can figure this out, this must be a situation where they have a lower floor with the living room, they're watching TV, and the kitchen is upstairs.
Right.
So he walks upstairs and finds himself face-to-face with a mother bear and one of her cubs sharing a loaf of bread in the kitchen.
So cute.
Delightful.
They had just opened the screen door and come on in. So he thought, I need to get these bears out of here. They were growling at each other. He hit the bear in the stomach. She swatted him in the nose. And apparently it was back and forth like that, like a dance, he said.
meanwhile, at what point does he turn and run?
I don't know. He was committed to try to get these bears out of his kitchen, I guess. Meanwhile, that gave his wife... Georgia, time to come upstairs armed with a Louisville Slugger baseball bat to take a few swings of her own.
What kind of family is this?
She says, all I remember, honestly, what you would have just called the police, right, Kevin?
Yes.
And just waited downstairs.
Who takes
right?
on a mother bear with a cub?
Yeah, especially with a kid there.
That's crazy.
That's a cub there. You're in a whole lot of trouble.
All I remember, honestly, seeing this big round blob in front of me, the wife said, and I empowered myself better than you guys could ever imagine. I didn't know I was that strong, but I whacked that bear as hard as I could with both hands.
Turns out I hit my husband.
Her husband was impressed by her grace under pressure. The bear turned and ran out. The John, though, suffered a number of cuts to his face, chest, and both arms. His wife was unharmed.
Who gets in a slap fight with a bear?
Yeah, you got to grab the bat.
But it is another example of a man being saved by a woman.
Thank you, John.
Yeah, it is indeed. Yeah.
Correct.
Kevin, here's a story you've been talking about off-air all week long. Your brown recluse spider is back in the news.
Yeah, this is a horrible story.
This is a woman in Missouri. Her name is Susie Torres. She's from Kansas City. She first noticed something was wrong last Tuesday morning. She felt some discomfort in her ear. She said, I woke up and I heard what sounded like swooshing, like maybe water in my left ear. It's like when you went swimming and you have all that water in your ear. So she went to the doctor and was looked at by a medical assistant who discovered something strange. She ran out to bring in the doctor and a couple more people and said, I think you have an insect in there.
No!
What happened next shocked Susie Torres. The nurse came back and said, it's a spider. And she is particularly terrified of spiders. Which, by the way, makes her a dumbass because spiders are awesome.
Right.
Are you, and they never hurt anyone.
Bean?
They never heard anyone. Doctors worked their magic and removed the spider, which turned out to be a brown recluse, which maybe isn't the spider you want in your ear.
That one's good for everyone, Bean?
Brown recluses are fine.
I see.
A species, as you know, Kevin, look at the back of your neck, that it can cause stinging pain and severe lesions that require medical attention and lots of days off work. Luckily, the spider did not bite her. Which is remarkable.
Not everyone can say that.
She said she's not taking any more chances. I went and put some cotton balls in my ear last night when I went to sleep. I'm now shaking off my clothes. I don't put my purse on the floor. I'm a lot more cautious and aware now. It is still not known how the spider and where the spider.
I do that with my purse as well.
I think that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and we'll close with a couple of shark stories. The first one, well, actually, I think both of them may be in Florida. I want to say Florida is the shark capital of the world for whatever reason. Here is story number one from the news.
On New at 11, a surfer describes his wild day on the water in New Smyrna Beach.
Yeah, the Mims man told News 6 he tried to catch some air on one of the waves today, but instead of landing back on his surfboard, he landed on a shark.
Okay, that's just bad timing.
But wait, did he ride it in? Because that would have been amazing.
Yeah.
Look at that guy surfing on a shark.
That would be incredible. Now, forgive me for not knowing this, but when you catch some air, does that mean you leave the board, right? Your feet leave the surfboard?
I mean,
on a surfboard,
most
catching
time,
air means you're, like, going
with
over the...
Yeah, the surfboard. But he may have
lost. He clearly came off the board.
Yeah, he must have come up. That's what I'm trying to figure out, because he did not land on the board again. He landed on a shark.
I don't like admitting this, but just because I'm wearing Hawaiian shirts, I don't know anything more about surfing.
Okay, let's find out what happened next.
Don Walsh sent us these pictures of what happened next. The shark buried its teeth into his leg and even got a hold of his fingers. Walsh says he thinks it was about a six-footer, possibly a bull shark. His first thought was, get out of the water.
I mean, I think that's a very,
great first
very
thought.
Reasonable
that's very
first good.
Very well it done. Felt like a freight train hit me, and then the first thing I could think of was literally just try to push him away from me, and as soon as it happened, I grabbed my board and started paddling as fast as I could.
Walsh says he plans to get right back in the water, of course, once those wounds heal.
That is crazy.
Yeah, he's getting some stitches.
That's the great thing about surfers, by the way.
Yep.
Right back in
Doesn't
the water.
Doesn't deter him even 1%.
And story number two.
Dude the landed on a shark and is going right back out.
That's right, yes. Story number two is a fish tale that James White swears is true. He's still got the bites to prove it. He is out on a day off, and he is fishing.
It all started with a tug on James's line, one much stronger than he was expecting. James had a heck of a time reeling in whatever it was.
It was about 10 minutes, and it was about the first 5 minutes I wasn't able to get anything. It just kept taking line. I thought I was going to lose all my line.
Once he got it into shallow water, James saw why. It was a seven-gill shark, like this one. A good 6 feet long, says James.
Okay, so he's fishing, and he reels in a six-foot shark. What do you do next?
I mean, throw the rod and go home.
Yes, that's exactly the answer. Let's see if that's what James did.
And I'm trying to get a hold of it to take the hook out. And as I'm trying to get the hook out, it turns, it pivots, and grabs onto the inside of my left ankle.
And in that moment, James went from the one doing the catching to the one being caught. The shark latched onto his ankle and would not let go.
There's blood everywhere. Like, the first bite punctured the artery.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
He said the first bite, by the way, so it's still there's still more to come.
So you're just trying to fish.
Oh,
you're just out there enjoying some fishing.
By the way, kudos to him for trying to get the hook out, because that's bad for the shark.
Yes.
I mean,
he's
trying to be nice. His heart's in the right place, but he's also an idiot.
Yes, both of those are true, yes.
So, and that's what I knew. I'm like, hey, this isn't just going to be a little couple scratch. This is pretty bad.
James yelled at some nearby fishermen for help, but before they could make it to him, someone else did.
Darby, come here.
Darby.
Come on.
His one-year-old pit bull.
If it wasn't for him, it could have gotten a lot worse.
James had left Darby in the car while he fished, but hearing James yell, Darby somehow managed to get the door open and race to him.
Now that, first of all, why are you leaving your dog in the car? Let your dog be out.
Great question.
Right? Second of all, the dog was in the car. The windows were down a little bit. He unlocked the car door and ran over and grabbed the shark by the tail and pulled it away from James's leg.
That's a hell of a move for a dog.
That is unbelievable that the dog would go up to a shark that's so much bigger than he is and save his owner. Incredible, incredible story.
Even crazier, he was reading the paper in the car. He wasn't even paying attention.
He just glanced
sports
up,
page,
luckily.
Yeah.
This has been Animal Stories.
Animal Stories in the news. Animal Stories to cure.
It's National Cover Song Day.
And that is a hell of a cover.
Yes, it is.
Jensen, you made a reference to the album that comes from Loud Rocks. Why was that so important to you?
Well, it was kind of like a follow-up on the tradition of Judgment Night, which was a really great soundtrack that we've talked about here on the show a couple times, where they matched up rappers and rock bands. So Loud Rocks was one around the year 2000, where they rappers on the record label Loud were paired with rock groups like Incubus or System of a Down, which we'll be talking about later today. And it's really good. It's kind of an unsung hero of CDs. That one got some radio play, but the rest of the tracks on there are really good.
Fantastic. I love National Cover Song Day because we play songs we never play.
Yeah.
Like, we have Lenny Kravitz coming up, you guys.
Again?
When's the last time that happened? All right, so all of that on the way here on K-Rock. First, though, we want to take a moment to address something kind of serious here. I did a great news story last week about a young man named Alfredo Diaz, who is now 7 years old, and he has had nothing but health problems his whole life. He spent most of the first 3 years of his life in the hospital. He has a genetic disorder that is so rare that there are fewer than 100 cases in the world, you guys. Wow. It's kind of similar to, like, if you know anybody who has Crohn's disease or inflammatory bowel syndrome, it's something like that. It's bad news. But there is hope for young Alfredo. If he can find a stem cell match, he can potentially be cured of this and live a pretty reasonable life.
And what's involved in a match?
Well, we're going to find out because bethematch.org is the website that we sent people to last week when we did the segment. And we had a lot of questions. We had a lot of comments from people and a number of our listeners who actually signed up to be a match. So we thought this is important enough to get somebody on to tell us more about it. And we are very happy to welcome Erica Sevilla. She's the public relations strategist of bethematch.org to the Kevin and Bean Show. Erica, good morning. Thank you for coming on with us.
Hi, good morning.
It's great to have you. Let's start with Kevin's first question, which is what's involved in being a match for a patient like Alfredo?
Sure. So essentially what we're looking for is somebody who is like a genetic twin to Alfredo. Now, that may sound like it's going to be impossible, but it's not. We're pretty miraculous. And we're looking for somebody who we're not looking to match a blood type, but it's more a tissue type. And so what we know is that if you share the same ethnicity as somebody, you're more likely to match them and their stem cells. So all we need to do to get you tested is a simple cheek swab. And with that cheek swab, we're going to know if you're a potential match for Alfredo or one of thousands of patients who are searching for a life-saving match.
Then you go on the Maury Povich show, and he says, you are not the father.
I think that's different.
I think that's a different thing.
Different kind of test. Yeah.
All right.
So when I did the research on the story last week, Erica, is this number correct, that you have 20 million people at bethematch.org that are available to be matched with sick patients?
That's right. We've got 20 million people who've swabbed their cheek, and they are saying, I'm ready to help whoever I match and save their lives. And about 1 in 430 of the people who sign up with us will go on to save a life and give a patient a second chance at life.
Wow. And the part that made me really want to do this story was a little bit of a shocking number to me, and that is that 7% of that 20 million are Latino or Hispanic, right?
That's right. Only 7% are Latino. We definitely need more ethnically diverse donors because when you think about it, as a country, we're becoming more and more diverse. You know, we've got people from, especially in L.A., you've got Asian, Hispanic, African-American, Caucasian people. And, you know, we're all having babies. I've got mixed kids. And, you know, so we're looking to add more of those diverse tissue types because the younger generation is more and more diverse.
If we match. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, well. No, it's like if you think about where your grandparents came from and where their parents came from. And, you know, so I'm French and Italian, but my kids, their family also comes from Mexico. And Alfredo, his family's from Mexico. So we're looking for people with all different backgrounds to swab their cheek, sign up, and find out who they can be a match for.
All right. So let's say that we're a match. Then what happens?
So if you get a call from Be the Match, we absolutely need you to pick up the phone and say yes. Because if you get a call that you're a match for somebody, you might be the only person in the entire world or the 30 million people worldwide who have signed up to be a match. You might be the one person who matches a child or an adult who's battling leukemia or lymphoma or, you know, and urgently needs this to save their life. So we'll call you and ask you to go for further testing first, just to make sure that you are. So that would be like a simple blood test to make sure that you're the right perfect match
right
for this patient and that the transplant's going to be successful. And then we would talk about moving into transplant.
Yes, that's what I was wondering about. Does this involve bone marrow and is this painful for the person who is the match?
So really we're looking at blood stem cells and you can get that from either a donation that resembles a plasma donation or you can get that through a liquid marrow donation. Yeah, and the majority of the time this is a procedure that resembles a plasma donation where you are sitting in a chair for several hours, blood's being extracted from one arm, processed through a machine, your stem cells, which are those blood-forming cells, will be extracted, the rest of your blood returned to your arm, and your body's just going to replenish your stem cells. So this isn't like an organ donation. You know, this is a living donation. Within 1 day to 7 days, most of our donors are up and running and back at work and back at school.
Easy peasy. I love it.
So a kid like Alfredo, is it possible to cure him or is it just helping him live?
No, that you can absolutely cure and reverse diseases. Absolutely. Yes. You can eliminate blood cancers. You can eliminate blood diseases, genetic disorders. We helped save over 6,200 lives last year.
Wow.
So this is a lot more common than people realize. And yet we still had thousands of people who didn't find their match and who are still waiting, like Alfredo.
Now, is anybody eligible? Because there's so many, you know, restrictions with donating blood. If you've been to a certain country, if you have any diseases, that type of thing. Is anyone eligible to do this?
So there are some restrictions, and we have our medical guidelines at bethematch.org that you can just search medical guidelines. They'll come up. You know, if you've had cancer in the past and received chemo treatment or something like that, you're not going to be eligible to sign up. But we have a pretty brief form for you to fill out online and answer a few questions, and we'll let you know if, you know, if there's a problem with eligibility. We are looking for younger donors, ages 18 to 44 years old. Because that's the most often doctors are going to request a younger donor to donate. Their stem cells are going to be stronger, more likely to be a successful transplant.
All right. Okay. So the Kevin and Bean audience, which, by the way, is largely Latino, 18 to 44, we are putting it out there for you right now to do the right thing and go to bethematch.org. Let's say you don't match with Alfredo. As Erica just told us, there are thousands and thousands of other people who are still looking for a match out there, and you could be somebody who literally saves somebody's life. BeTheMatch.org is the site. We're so happy we had a chance to have you on, Erica. Have a great weekend, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Have a great day.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:39. It is National Cover Song Day.
And that is one of the great covers of all time, I think. Nirvana doing David Bowie. We got so many requests from Kevin and Bean social media, including Jamie Alejandro Aparicio. Sorry if I butchered your name there.
No, I'm sure that was perfect.
From Facebook requesting that. We are happy to play it for you. Speaking of cover songs, we're going to do a deep dive on Jensen's going to be in charge of the deep dive on the covers of Smash Mouth's All-Star.
There's so many.
You're not going to believe it.
Jensen literally emailed yesterday. He was so happy. He's like, you won't believe how many I found.
It's nuts.
So that's going to be one special segment on National Cover Song Day. But right now we want to talk about, look, we're playing great covers on the program today. Not all covers are bullseyes, okay? Mm-hmm. Occasionally somebody will take on something that maybe doesn't work. For instance, Allie, are you ready? When Dwight Yoakam decided he was going to cover Prince.
I will burn this place to the ground.
It didn't go great.
I only wanted to see you laughing in the purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain.
I hate it so much.
Yeah.
Purple rain, purple rain.
I never saw that one as having banjos.
Oh, my gosh. People started, when they found out how mad I was about it, started hearing it in random restaurants, elevators, everything, and would always send me video.
How are people
playing this song?
I get what he was trying to do.
But stop it.
But why?
Once he heard it, shouldn't he have said, you know what? It was too ambitious. Now, the one thing I will say about my girlfriend, Taylor Swift, is that she never misses. She doesn't do covers very often, but when she does, they're always great.
Except for... That's not...
Bean, you'll admit that that is hot garbage, right?
It's hot garbage indeed.
It didn't bring the funk, if that's what you're
asking. It sounds like a talent show.
It did not bring the funk.
Middle school talent show.
Yeah. All right, so in honor of National Cover Song Day, we thought it might be fun for those of us on the show, the four here in the room, sorry, Mugs, to pick our least favorite cover of all time. The cover that we think is the worst of all time. Who wants to go first?
I think you should, Bean.
All right. I will go first, and this pains me to say this because she is one of the great artists of all time, and I think we all agree that Dolly Parton is a goddamn genius. One of the great songwriters of all time, an amazing musician and performer. However, her attempt to cover Led Zeppelin was not effective.
No, Dolly.
Stop, I mean, it.
Stop that. Stop doing that. Yeah, stop what you're doing.
Don't do that. I'm sorry. It's not, I hate to say it, but not good.
That's not good at all.
All right, Jensen, you're up next.
Listen, she is a multiple offender.
She really is.
She really is. Britney Spears has done a lot of bad covers,
mm-hmm.
But nothing to me sounded more tone deaf than her take on My Prerogative.
Everybody's talking all this stuff about me. Why don't they just let me live? I don't need permission, make my own decisions. Oh!
I mean, honestly, though, to me, one of her better fails.
I mean, I don't know, because
you know what I mean. She's got
compared to her, I Love Rock and Roll.
Yeah,
right. Or her Satisfaction.
Yes. Satisfaction is very bad. But yeah. I think number one, she's like a Hall of Famer for bad covers. So it's more about a body of work than anything else. But she also, like, I know she's an icon, and clearly people love her, and she's been through a lot. But like, I am always so surprised that this voice that sings real nasally is like that. People love that.
Do you remember back in the day when everybody was saying, "Is Christina Aguilera a better singer than Britney Spears?" You remember that?
Do you like singing through a nose?
It was a crazy argument that was going on.
Well, Allie, you're up.
Well, I have always said you just don't cover the greats. There are certain people you just don't touch. Like Whitney Houston, don't cover her songs. It's going to suck. I always thought that about Stevie Wonder until I heard Casey and JoJo cover Lately for MTV Unplugged.
Good jam.
It might be one of the best covers I've heard in my entire life. Like up there with Stevie Wonder. I never thought I'd say this. But we're back to don't cover the greats, because what Maroon 5 does here to Bob Marley's Three Little Birds, and you know how I feel about birds.
Sure, you hate them.
I want to help these birds and anyone with ears.
Singing, don't worry about a thing. Oh, 'cause every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that needs
don't
to
do
stop.
That.
Stop.
I mean, Adam is too white to sing that song.
Correct.
Yeah. He's more like Dan Marley than Bob Marley.
So, all right, Kevin, you close it out.
Nice. Basketball.
Yeah.
When you have a song that's bad enough,
yeah,
it's so bad it becomes entertaining.
Oh, you did.
So this one is the worst cover of all time, which makes it great in my mind. This is the Armenian comedian,
yes,
and Wing doing a duet on Highway to Hell.
Party
time. You know you like Sam.
My friends are gonna be there.
All right, bring it out. Here it is.
On the highway.
Come on, right?
I mean, AC/DC who?
It's National Cover Song Day.
I wish all songs ended with the artist saying, "I gotta go.
I gotta go." Yeah.
Hey, welcome in to the program here, you guys. Allie is doing a very special What's Happening, like we do every Friday at this time.
Wow, so, you didn't do it.
I jumped the gun, my bad.
Really did.
Really assuming.
Certainly keeping with the theme, right?
Absolutely. Every Friday at this time, we do our That's My Jam picks. That is our playlist that we have on Spotify. We will link you to it on all of our social medias. All of those are at Kevin and Bean. You're going to see a playlist. Just click follow, and you're going to get new songs every single week from all of us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Stuff that we're super into, could be brand new, could be something that came across our playlist. But this week, we are sticking with the theme of National Cover Song Day. Dare we make it International Cover Song Day?
I don't know why we didn't say that.
I mean, it's ours. Why not? Why not? World.
Interplanetary. Why
world
not?
Cover like Song Day.
I like it.
Let's Intergalactic keep our Planetary World Cover Song Day.
Done.
So we decided.
Keep our head about us?
Yeah, what I'm saying.
Oh,
let's,
okay.
Let's keep shoot it for the stars,
yeah,
man.
Let's all right. Have our expectations.
You got to have goals.
I agree, Kevin. And that's why you're up first with your pick for the cover song.
Mine is The Cure, and I picked it mostly because, A, I love them, and B, they're playing tomorrow in Pasadena, which I love. The Cure, this album is on Join the Dots, the B-Sides and Rarities, 1978 to 2001, but it was originally done for Stoned Free, a tribute to Jimi Hendrix. And it's The Cure
covering Purple Haze. One of the most famous guitar anthems of all time and strip the guitar out of it.
Yes.
Okay.
And I love it.
It's good. And, but also while doing research for this, I found it on many sites that said it was the worst cover of all time.
Oh, no.
Well, they're wrong.
I agree. Bean, you're up next.
You guys know how much I love Jack White.
Yes.
It's no secret on this program. The White Stripes are one of my favorite bands of all time, and they had excellent taste in covers. They did Conquest. They did Jolene. But the one that I picked is the one that was made famous back in the 60s by Dionne Warwick or Dusty Springfield, depending on which version you like. But they did a phenomenal cover of I Just Don't Know What to Do With Myself.
I don't know what to do with myself. Only make me sad. Parties make me feel as bad. Cause I'm not with you. I just don't know what to do. Like a summer rose.
Guess what I'm saying is I love Jack White, you guys.
I hear you.
Why didn't you say that before?
Accept it. Jensen.
Mine is from an album that I think deserves way more attention called Loud Rocks. It was a collaboration album between rock bands and hip-hop artists. We played Incubus and Big Pun earlier. But on this album, things like Static X teaming up with Dead Prez, Everlast with Mobb Deep, Butch Vig with M.O.P. You had Mobb Deep with Sick of It All. I mean, there's some pretty great combos on here. And the Wu-Tang Clan has more than one song on it. There's Tom Morello and Chad Smith doing Wu-Tang Ain't Nothing to F With. But the one I wanted to focus on is two of my favorite groups of all time teamed up to cover the song Shame, a Wu-Tang Clan song. So it is System of a Down and Wu-Tang. And this is a great jam that more people should know about.
That's pretty strong.
Damn.
That's the clean version.
Damn.
But it's very good. And all of Loud Rocks is good. You should listen to it.
Excellent. I have made, like Bean has made no secret of his love for Jack White from the White Stripes. I have made no secret of my love for all things Mike Patton. Mm-hmm. I believe I lost my mind when I found out that Mr. Bungle was reuniting and now has
you did.
Three sold-out shows at the Fonda.
I do remember you casually mentioning that.
My God, it's so great. But this was when he was in the band after Mr. Bungle. He was in a little band called Faith No More. They were great. And they decided to tackle a song that was by the Commodores, a tune from 1977 called Easy.
Seems to me, girl, you know I've done all I can. You see a big storm in the barrel. Yeah. Ooh, that's why I'm easy.
Someone's alarm went on right then.
Sounds like somebody's making babies this weekend, Allie.
I'm just saying. And then if you go back and watch the video, that was Mike Patton at his hottest. Oh, such a babe. Again, it is our That's My Jam playlist. You can find it at Kevin and Bean on all of our social medias. Just click follow and you're going to have brand new music every week. I just want to do a little breaking news, if I can.
Okay.
Just a smidge of some breaking news.
Thought we were done.
No, thank you to the Scene Star that tagged me in a photo to announce that Tool has a headlining pair of shows at Staples Center coming up.
All right.
Yeah. Here's the thing. They're going to play Sunday, October 20th. And wait, Sunday, October 20th and Saturday? Okay, they'll fix that. October 20th and October 21st, Killing Joke is going to be the scheduled opener, according to a Scene Star. Tickets are going on sale next Friday.
And that's Ellie's great news.
I mean, that's great
news. I would
like
to see it.
People are going to be freaking out about that. So thank you to Scene Star for letting me know about that. And some birthdays for you. Cameron Diaz, Michael Chiklis.
Hold on. I have some great news.
Okay.
We're going to be giving away those tickets next week.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, that's breaking news.
I mean, what's better?
Is it a real question?
Oh, Lewis Black's birthday and Andy Roddick. Is that better? No.
No.
Screw those
Tool
two,
tickets
right?
Next week from K-Rock. Yeah.
Everybody that knows I love Rage Against the Machine has been tweeting me saying, what's up, dude? Mm-hmm. Rage Against the Machine. They've done some great covers.
What's wrong with you, Kevin?
It's coming. We knew it. We're not going to skip it.
That's a cover of the great Africa Bambaataa song. That was the last Rage Against
Africa
the Machine.
Africa Bambaataa, not great anymore.
Not so great.
No. Yeah, you're right. He was great musically, but he's been problematic ever
now.
Since.
He's bad with kids.
That was the last Rage Against the Machine album, Kevin. Kind of makes me sad to think about that.
I don't think you have to think that.
Meaning,
okay. I have more break. No, just kidding.
Do not toy with me.
I would never.
Can you imagine? All right. Tribute to Smash Mouth All-Stars still coming up this hour here on K-Rock. And don't forget, we're going to be looking for your favorite K-Rock cover song for Keep It 100 in about an hour, a little less than an hour from right now. First, though, we need to revisit something that we talked about early in the show yesterday, and that is about crazy roommate demands. You live with a person, or you're thinking of living with a person, but they've got a list of rules that are no-goes for you or that seem outrageous or unreasonable to you. This started because of a Facebook post. Facebook or Craigslist?
I think it's Craigslist.
That went viral of a young man in Sydney who was looking to put together a group house, and he was looking for four or five different people that he thinks... I mean, it sounds like he's trying to build a new world.
It does.
Doesn't it?
Does he? Do you think he really thought he would find four or five people that would qualify for this list?
I mean, I imagine you wouldn't put it out there unless you thought there. I mean, the reason you put it out there is to find like-minded people who want to live in a house with all of these bizarre rules. And look, I think, Jensen, you said yesterday, there are people that live like this.
Yes.
They're known as a cult.
Or Amish.
Okay. Yes, I get what he's going for, but I think most people would get one or two items. Well, forget it. Would get to the first item, which is no couch allowed in the apartment. I think most people, he says, no couch, you squat instead.
Why do you think?
Because he doesn't want people sitting on their asses, Kevin.
It's a lazy space.
Yeah, it's lazy.
But does he imagine a bunch of like Major League Baseball catchers just sitting around in the living? Like, is that what he's seeing?
Maybe. And I don't mean to just state the obvious that you're all missing, but maybe dude likes juicy thighs, right? Everyone's crouching, so he's just like, I want roommates with big, thick thighs. Woo! I think my mic's off.
No, it was on.
We all, I wasn't sure if you.
Yeah, no, we all.
No,
because if you're squatting all the time, you just got because
no,
thick
no, we definitely,
juicy,
definitely
juicy
didn't
thighs.
Have any questions after.
Okay,
no follow ups needed.
That he believes Australia is a wonderful place to live with so much potential to create a thriving society, but currently there is an evil monster sucking away our potential, whose name is instant gratification. So what he's saying is basically, don't waste your time. Use your time mindfully. So no couch, squat instead. No television, you guys. Instead, he asks that you meditate and read. No screaming at others. That's okay, by the way.
All right,
no screaming, that's good.
Use mindfulness in a calm voice. No alcohol. You should be sleeping. You should be dancing. You should not be drinking.
So when you get out of bed and your feet touch the floor, you have to start dancing.
Ironically, alcohol helps both of those things.
Correct. Absolutely.
That's correct.
We're going to be looking for your calls, 1-800-520-1067. Unreasonable roommate demands.
Text that number as well.
Text is fine, mm-hmm. too. Not as good for calling topics. But no noise after 11 p.m. Okay. You should be asleep by then, he says.
Because all that dancing, you are exhausted.
You're exhausted, yeah.
No refined sugar, Kevin.
Oh, go straight to hell.
Instead, you should be refining your skills.
Now that, see, it's starting to sound like a joke to me now.
No, no cigarettes or marijuana. No Wi-Fi. No Wi-Fi. I mean, Australia is a first world country. People can get Wi-Fi and should. You should go to the public library if it's necessary for you to get online.
Also, we'll just use 4G, man.
Right?
No,
we don't need your Wi-Fi.
No white light, you guys. Get used to the dark.
What?
Now, what kind of lights do you think he's expecting to have in this apartment?
None. He's going to be like candlelight, man.
Black light?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That would actually kind of make the place cool.
Yeah. No frozen meals, no fast food. You should be eating healthy stuff instead.
All right, that's nice to hear.
Sure. I couldn't do it, but sure.
Yeah. And he goes on and on from there. Believe it or not, there is more stuff. This is one positive for the place that we didn't mention yesterday, an easily accessible and highly curated library of music, books, and films.
Hmm.
Okay.
So he does, he will allow you to watch things, but you certainly can't
that's
sit
kind
on the
of
couch.
Him.
Yeah.
And you have to do it while squatting so you can show him your big, thick thighs, according
Thank
to Alex.
Thank you.
Yes. And I guess you'll be watching him on a computer, but you can't stream him because you don't have Wi-Fi.
There's no Wi-Fi.
Right, you got to use the physical copy.
Seems very complicated to me. So I don't know. It's been a while since I've had roommates.
It is a completely different thing to have even a best friend and then move in together. That's all two separate things, man.
Yeah.
Little things can drive you crazy, but this guy sounds like it's just...
Now, you guys all went to college. I didn't.
Yes.
Any roommate stories from college?
Oof.
I had a roommate that punched another roommate in the face.
Oh.
But then dropped a line alluding to the fact that she comes from a huge family of gangsters in Rhode Island, which wound up she did. So then we had security posted up in front of our dorm room.
Really?
Yeah, it got real bad. But I'm going to tell you right now. Emily deserved to be punched. She was a bitch.
You've held your tongue until now with
really
that one.
I
punched
her. Because of the New Hampshire.
But she literally, I won't say the real last name, but she's like, oh, you messed up. I come from the Rhode Island Cambusos. And we were like, what does that even mean? But Boston College knew, and boy, did they post someone up to save us.
That reminds me, I punched my college roommate in the face.
Jensen was my college roommate.
I kind of forgot.
What?
What do you mean you kind of forgot?
I did forget. I'm medicated now, so I'm totally fine. We know this. But I had terrible, crippling, obsessive compulsive disorder growing up. Mm-hmm. And in college, I was the problem. I was the issue.
It was you.
So I had asked my roommate because someone had scratched a PlayStation game and that would kill my OCD. Mm-hmm. Even though the game still played, it still that totally messed my OCD. So I, like an idiot, said, you can't play the PlayStation when I'm not around, which is like insane to say.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Which is, it's just a guy who needs to be medicated. And I left one day and then I forgot something in like a book or something. So I came back and him and this guy, Tim, had
not
jumped.
Tim.
I know, Tim, the worst. They had jumped and like they were like I caught them doing something and I was like, were you guys making out? Like I was kind of stoked to see if maybe I caught something dope. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and I looked down and I just saw the PlayStation and I was like, oh no, man. And it like triggered all the terrible OCD stuff and we started arguing and I punched him in the face.
Wow.
Yeah. Not proud. I ended up apologizing to him years later and explained to him that like it was a sickness, not like a real thing. I didn't want him to play the PlayStation.
I'd like to punch him in the face.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, we got to take a quick break. Jane, you hang on. We're going to get to you first right out of the quick break. Kyle, you as well. 1-800-520-1067. Outrageous roommate demands. We'll take your calls next on K-Rock.
Could have been tighter. That's on me.
We are talking about unreasonable roommate demands. A guy in Australia put up what we think looks like a manifesto or something.
It's insanity.
Of the kinds of things that he will and will not
allow. That guy doesn't want a roommate.
It sounds like maybe that's the case.
Yeah, Charles Manson was like, slow down.
But there are some people who have had to endure similar things. And Jane, we thank you for calling. We thank you for listening. We thank you for holding on. You're El Segundo. What story do you have for us?
Yeah, hey guys. First, I just want to say I love you. I grew up listening to you.
Thank
it's been
you.
Like over 23 years of me listening to you.
Wow, you have bad taste, but we appreciate you.
I'm going to miss you, Bean, and you guys are the best.
Thank you. You're so sweet.
Yeah, this is my story. This is back in 2014. I was living in Portland at the time, and I was looking for a house to move into, and I responded to this ad this guy put up. And when I met him, he showed me the house, whatever, whatever. And then he tells me the rules, which are, one, if any males come to visit me, they have to pee sitting down because he thinks it's disgusting. And that's just the rule. And
that was his rule, not yours.
Yeah, that's his rule. And then he will enforce it and let anybody who walks through the front door know.
And Jane, do you think that's because of splatter?
Yeah, he was like, it's just gross. I pee sitting down. It's not a big deal. And I won't be cleaning that up. And it's just not allowed in this house.
I don't know where you're going with this, Jane, but I don't think that's an outrageous request.
No, it is outrageous.
I don't.
It is.
I do think you have a cleaner bathroom if everybody sits down.
No, but if you say to people, listen, the one thing that bothers me, I'm the owner of the house, the thing that bothers me is when there's splatter of pee on the floor or seat, please make sure that's cleaned.
That's enough.
That's a better request than being like, pee sitting down, dude. Like,
yeah.
That's just a weird thing to, and also imagine just a guest coming over. Oh, are you going to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Are you one or twoing? You know what I mean? Like, oh, one, you
and then he
sit.
Would bust through the door.
Yeah,
to check
it. Like the Kool-Aid man.
Yeah, because this potential roommate, Jane, he did say that he was going to, you know, keep tabs on it. Like, I feel like, would he have a camera in there or something? What happened?
I don't know, but he had, like, an open house for me to come and meet his friends before he would approve me. And I brought a guy friend of mine, and he literally told him at the front door.
Love it.
Whoa.
Love it.
His other rule was he would not shake hands with anybody. This is when Ebola was, like, really, really big and, you know, was horrible. But so he had this theory of shaking hands equaling you were going to get Ebola, so he would only fist bump people.
I think that's medically sound.
Yes.
This guy.
I'm on that guy's side on both.
This guy. Ebola. That guy. Ebola. Don't touch
your friend. Don't touch him. This is,
I mean, that guy says no touching, so.
This is why Jane and I never were able to live together, you guys, it's because of that. All right, thank you for the call. We appreciate that. Let's try Torrance's Kyle up next, line two on the Kevin and Bean Show, 1-800-520-1067.
Hey, Kyle.
Happy Friday party, people. How's it going?
Hello. It's going well, thank you.
I grew up listening to you guys. I appreciate everything you guys ever do. I've been a big fan my whole life, so.
Thank you.
Thanks for always having the show.
Very nice of you.
My experience was a Craigslist nightmare. I was looking for a room a few months ago. I found one down in Torrance, and it said, 420 friendly, a nice place. It's inside a mobile home. It's cheap. I come into this place, and the dude that I walk up to looks like if Shaggy Rogers did meth instead of smoked weed.
Oh.
He was a creepy-looking kind of dude, and I kind of dismissed him. I'm like, all right, whatever. Then he has this paperwork he wants me to look at. There's no noise, no talking between 10 p.m. and 7 a.m.
Wow.
There's no talking out outside unless you're whispering, because he's afraid that the old people that he lives around will call him and report him for anything.
Okay.
The inside of his house, his couch is wrapped in plastic.
Oh yeah, he's high, I mean, you're living with Dexter or something.
Yeah, that guy has killed.
Crazy.
It was pretty disturbing. I'm looking at this list going, what does this guy really want me to agree to? And he's like, just looks at me as I'm looking through the list. He's like, is this going to work for you? Is this going to be okay? And I'm just like, I'll get back to you. And I hopped in my truck and I got out of there.
Peace out.
Yeah. Thank God.
Yeah, you just got to back out of that situation.
He'd be wearing your skin right now.
Am I the only person that thinks if I want to find a place to live, I'm not going to Craigslist?
I would be afraid, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, Craigslist is the classified section,
yeah,
and that's where
you crazy
put it.
People,
but
though.
That's like how the documentary starts being. Like, Allie knows enough about these.
All right.
There was a Craigslist killer. It had its name in it.
Sure
let's
did.
Go to Tony on line six, please. Los Angeles up next on K-Rock, talking about outrageous roommate demands. Hey, Tone.
Hi. First-time caller.
Thank you
for taking my call.
Of course.
I would just like to make a shout-out to my beautiful wife who's taking me to a doctor's appointment right now.
Nice.
All right, so fair.
Back in 2005, I was going to college in Riverside. And I had a random roommate who demanded that I do not turn on the AC or open the window. And if you know, Riverside is like 110.
You can't use air conditioning or open the window?
Yeah. Yeah, it was ridiculous. It was always hot. And on top of that, he only had one pair of shoes. And he had three of the same, like, clothes and always reeked. So from time to time, like, when he was not in the room, I'll try to open the window. But every time I try to do that, he'll come back somehow and, like, get upset.
Were you allowed to have a fan?
No, nothing.
No fan either?
He said that if the room was too cold, he'll have diarrhea, which made no sense.
Wow. The room gets too cold, you have diarrhea, right? That happens. Oh, Tony, thank you for the call.
I wasn't into the guy, and now I feel...
It's International Cover Song Day.
Oh, now we're international.
Right? We might as well, since we're trying to start it. That's Foo Fighters and Darling Nikki.
Got a lot of requests for that, including Mariah from Mission Hills, who called in earlier for that, so we are happy to play it. Hey, real quick, before our tribute to Smash Mouth's All-Star, we have a final pair of tickets. Premium VIP seats to watch Bellator 228. It features Pitbull versus Archuleta. Neither
Mr. 305.
Not the Pitbull and not the Archuleta you were thinking of. These are actual MMA fighters. It's going to be at the Forum on September 28th. We'd like you to be there on us. If you're into mixed martial arts, call us now. 1-800-520-1067. Caller 20 wins from K-Rock.
How did this get started with Smash Mouth and All-Star?
I guess about a week ago, we played an official EDM remix that Smash Mouth put out for All Star on its 20th anniversary. It's one of our favorite songs of all time here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We love it. Actually, Beer Mug, if you want to play it to remind people, the EDM dance remix.
EDM dance.
It's just dance remix. It's listed as
dance.
We worked this out.
There you go.
There we worked.
Hey now, you're an All Star. Get your game on. Go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on. Get paid.
That works.
Yeah. Wait for the beat drop.
Yeah, come on, man.
Okay, now.
Okay. So that got us thinking, are there other covers of Smash Mouth's All-Star? Because there should be, technically.
Agreed, yes.
And so we looked it up, and we found about three or four, and we went, that's enough for a break. And then I went home, and I found...
Bit of a deep dive.
14. I found 14 decent covers... to play
okay.
of Smash
Mouth. So these, some of these aren't super crappy.
No.
Okay.
Some of these are good. Bean found one on his own, Postmodern Jukebox. This is sort of a scat version of sorts, Bean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like a question, but
jazzy,
let's play it.
Yeah.
You make your mind up.
It's a cool place, and it only gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait until you get older. But the media man makes a differ, judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice sweet sky, it's getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it, and I never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play.
Okay. I mean, I don't need it.
So him sending out that YouTube link got me to just put in Chipmunks All-Star, and that the Chipmunks have done it. That sounds awful, by the way.
So annoying. Yeah.
That's not my Chipmunks.
And listen, it just kept spiraling for me. I just found version after version, including a metal cover.
Ooh.
And this one is sort of a very vocal version of metal, but it's pretty dope.
Hey now, we have a no-go. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, we have a rock star. Get your show on, get paid. Got that delicious gold. All the shooting stars break the mold.
Yeah. Guys, this is one of the greatest songs of all time. Please give
it
respect.
It is.
Sorry, our bad.
And then Bean brought up the other day how someone, I think it was during one of our meetings, how someone took the second beat out of the song.
I hate this so much.
So bizarre. This is so weird.
Every second beat of All Star has been taken out, and it now sounds like a polka version.
Please don't.
It's pointless.
Here it is.
Hey, lost game. Hey, lost go. Big hole. Oh, you gotta break a mold. Cold, I bundle down with you. Okay.
But it's not so much the polka theme. It that makes me anxious. Like that physically does something to me where
yeah,
I get
there's something wrong.
I get freaked out.
Okay, then let's bring the mood down with a sad cover.
Yeah.
This is just a bum out version of All Star.
You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an All Star and get your game on and go play.
What's
you're
happening?
A rock star.
I don't ever question what I'm doing.
I gotta be honest. It sort of works.
Yeah, I like it.
I mean, they all kind of work.
They sort of work. If it's a good song in general, you can do it in any format.
Well, did you say jazz? Did anyone
say? I didn't say jazz.
Okay.
No one said jazz.
Here it is.
Hey now, all star, get your game on, go play. Hey now, rock star, get the show on, get paid. All that glitters is gold.
All right, not any style.
Shouts to Richard Cheese. That's not him. But
I was going
to
say, he's going to be furious that we're playing that.
We have a folk version of the song.
Okay.
That's this.
Nope. Go straight to hell. This is unbelievable.
It's
nope.
Crazy.
Nope. All right, what else
okay,
we got?
You have a punk rock version?
That's just
a straight up punk rock
yeah,
run?
Please.
Sure.
Okay, good. And they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media man back to tip up. Chosen by a hole in a satellite picture. The eyes we skate, skate breaking. The war is getting warm, so you might as well swim. Again, reminding you, I have 14 of these. The next
hey,
one.
Let me ask you this a serious question.
If you want to stop, genius, go ahead.
Right?
Yeah.
What's
happening?
No, since you went on the deep dive yesterday, I'm sure you have thoughts on this. Mm-hmm. What is it about Smash Mouth's All Star that makes so many people want to cover it?
I think one reason is that obviously it has a sort of niche, jokey, meme aspect to it, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's because it's such a positive song. It's like, it's basically being like, everybody party. It's just like saying it over. And I think
that was. So
that was great. We need to make a song.
Everybody party. Everybody party. I think that's the thing about it, though, is that there is a reason why people find it somewhat
it's
infectious.
It's a little cheesy, but it's also infectious. Yeah, both.
Even if annoying. Right.
Yeah, both.
Like, and it has a good message, obviously. It's not, you know, it's not a bad thing. And I think also it's in Shrek. And
there's
that. That makes people laugh. Okay. This is a love ballad. And this is very touching.
Hey, now you're an all-star. Get your game on. Go.
Yeah.
This is yours?
Yep, this is mine. I like the harmonies.
Yeah. It's kind of beautiful.
I mean, it sort
nice.
Of works.
I like it.
Well, this one doesn't. This is a lounge cover, and I don't think this one's very good.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on.
No, they can go to hell. Play. Hey
now, you're a rock star. Again, I found 14. 14 covers, and I didn't even spend that much
how
time.
Long? I was going to say, how long did you spend?
20 minutes. this is one of my favorites. The death metal version is just awesome.
I couldn't love this more. I mean, I'm not sure how you know what song it is, but...
I mean, it's All Star to me.
That's fantastic.
Okay, these last two. The first one is a little confusing to me, but I figured it out after watching it a bit. This is called Inverted Lyrics. So basically, each line is said backwards, but not,
why?
The, not the full...
Why? Why? Wait, not what?
But not the full song. It's just each line is backwards.
Okay.
So, hey, now you're an all-star, star all, and, you know, it goes that way for
each line. I'm with the guy that said why.
Well, I have your answer.
Go on, game, you're dead. Star all in your now. Hey,
all right, I've been.
Hunter, look at Star all day, your now. Hey,
gold is glitters at all.
Hold the break, star shooting on me.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why
now,
would someone do that?
Now, you might think that's the best one I found.
Yeah. Because
it's,
it is.
It's not.
Oh.
I found a religious version of Hey Now You're an All-Star called Pray Now.
Pray now, it's an all-star. Get your day underway. Pray now for a chapter. Let me show you and change. And God is listening, you know. Only you can start praying.
Pray now.
now, you said.
Pray now, only God is listening.
Praise wow. Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
Am I bad if I love this one?
More than anything.
That's praise, your new ringtone, Kevin.
Praise Smash.
It's World Cover Song Day, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
That's Echo and the Bunnymen doing a song originally done by Michael Jackson.
Nope. Don't
you know. No,
keep
no,
saying
no.
Michael Jackson What's for that? Everyone, and you have not been correct yet.
Let's disagree.
Is there mail on National Cover Day?
I think businesses in the government is still open. Yeah,
okay.
I think so. By the way, special request, that is for David, who is streaming the show this morning from Sacramento, and he requested Echo and the Bunnymen, so we are happy to do that for you. Speaking of cover songs, every week at this time on the Kevin and Bean Show, just ahead of Allie's What's Happening, we open up the text line for you, like it's ever closed, at 1-800-520-1067. We ask you to text in your favorite song, okay? We do keep it 100, and we play whatever you want, but because it's National Cover Song Day, it has to be a cover this time, all right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we're looking for your favorite K-Rock cover. You can text it to us right now. Here are some of the songs you've picked in recent weeks.
Those are some good choices right
there. Good choices indeed. So cover songs only for this week because of National Cover Song Day. 1-800-520-1067. Text your 100. We play it for you. All right, Allie, you're up. What's happening?
Bean, you're a big fan of this director. I think you know who I'm about to tell you about.
Richard Linklater.
Richard Linklater.
Love him.
If you don't know about him, he enjoys playing with time, you guys. And this man is not afraid of a commitment.
Okay.
Here's the thing about him. He originally did Dazed and Confused. He wanted it structured around the time it would take for a carload of people to listen to an 8-track of ZZ Top's Fandango. All of the before movies are all nearly real time. And then probably his most famous one, Boyhood, the 2014 film, was shot over the course of 12 years. Dude loves him.
Sure does.
Some time.
Not to rush
that
guy.
Yeah, imagine dating that dude. He's very committed.
He is very committed.
Mm-hmm. Even his first movie, by the way, takes place in real time. It's an hour and a half, and it takes place in an hour and a half.
It's really good. That's Slacker, right?
Slacker,
it's
yeah.
It's so good.
So when this was announced yesterday, a lot of people went, wait, what? Huh? His next multi-year film project will be 20 years. It will take him two entire decades to complete. It's an adaptation of the Sondheim musical, Merrily We Roll Along. Did any of you know about that?
No.
Okay, I didn't either. It's a musical that spans two decades in the life of a Hollywood producer named Franklin Shepard, beginning at his heyday in 1976, and then it moves backwards through his major moments in his past. He has already signed on two stars for it, Beanie Feldstein, who we loved in Booksmart,
mm-hmm.
and Ben Platt, who's in Pitch Perfect. He was also on Broadway. He's amazing.
He is mm-hmm. Their best friends in real life.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So mark it down, 2039. That's
I assume this stuff hasn't happened yet.
Which weekend, though?
Can you tell me, because Adler's 21st birthday is that weekend.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
You guys, it's coming out in 2039. He will be...
I'm just going to say it. No announcement needed at this point.
He will be 80.
Well, they're all going to be dead.
They're already filming. He will be 80 at the time.
Okay.
When it comes out. No one knows if movie theaters will even exist anymore. Will we even have movie theaters? And I don't want to, you know, freak anyone out, but sometimes people that we look up to and respect do bad things over the course of 20 years.
Or die.
Are you looking at Beanie or are you looking at Ben?
Or Richard. Like, we don't know. This could be bad.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Obviously, what he's trying to do is, it's a movie that takes place over decades, so he wants the actors to age naturally. So I assume he'll shoot it that way. And
mm-hmm.
Okay. Has he not heard of Hollywood makeup? I mean, they make movies all the time where characters have to age.
But here's the thing. He's going to shoot for like a week or two every year. It's going to be nothing.
That's it.
It's going to be end up being a huge deal when it's released. And everyone will talk about it for the next 20 years.
What about that guy that made a movie and there's no longer movie theaters? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Anyone know how I can watch this?
Do we have to go to his house?
go to his house, yeah.
By the way, Ben Platt, who's in it, I saw him in Dear Evan Hansen. Mm-hmm. And he's phenomenal.
Amazing,
yeah,
right?
He's really good.
I won a Tony for it.
Yes.
So Richard Linklater needs to live 20 more years, too, right?
Yeah. Well, that's important, that, sure. I feel like. Yeah.
Okay. Look.
What if he's just shooting it all in like 4 months and he's just going to wait 20 years to release it?
No, because the characters have to age in real life. If he pulls it off, I think those of us that are still alive will. That's just really basically.
I like
me.
That you're.
Wow,
you're insinuating you're the only one.
I am. We'll be really impressed with it.
Will you?
With the dedication? Yeah.
Listen,
I think we were with Boyhood. Look, we saw that little kid grow up.
I was just gonna say I wasn't impressed with Boyhood. I thought that movie was hot garbage crap.
He aged 12 years.
Don't
though,
care.
Allie.
Don't care that he aged. The movie sucked.
Okay.
You watch that when you want to go to bed. Like, oh, that's gonna put me right to sleep. That movie blew, and well, nobody will admit it.
The Academy Boyhood that was... nominated it for Best Picture certainly disagreed.
Oh yeah, so did Green Book. Hey, listen. So,
boom.
His friend Richard Linklater's very close friend Robert Rodriguez, mm-hmm. both uh-huh. Texas dudes, yeah. pals, has a movie called 100 Years. Do you guys know that? Do you
no.
remember that story?
No.
Starring John Malkovich. It's written by John Malkovich.
And oh yes, 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 I know what you're talking about.
It yeah. is a movie they filmed. It's a short film, and it will be locked away. For 100 years, and it will only come out in 2115.
Which weekend, yes. though?
Well, I don't know. It doesn't yeah. say.
Okay.
Oh no, it does. November 18th, 2115. So write it down in your calendars now. The music, all the music in the movie, by Pharrell Williams.
So
they're going to go.
Movie,
who
actually will be alive in 100 years?
True. This movie is done. By the way, this is not a special. This is not a special no. effects trick or anything like that. This movie is done. He just doesn't want anyone who's alive now to see it.
Mm. The plot is closely held secret, which is not expected to be revealed until the film is released. However, teasers suggest it's sci-fi and will involve a hero, a heroine, and a male villain.
All right.
What if it's locked away somewhere and then like nobody remembers?
Oh, they're like, what is this?
Or they find it, and then they don't have the key to get into it, and then someone makes a movie out of trying to get to that movie that they can't unlock for 100 years. Boom! You're welcome, Richard Linklater. I just helped you out for your next movie.
Did you?
No.
Okay.
That's about how exciting I found that damn Boyhood movie. That actually was more exciting than Boyhood.
People are doing weird things with
the
movies,
I was bored with
guys.
That movie as well.
Were you? Thank
yes,
you,
I was very bored with
let's
that.
Lock away
but
today's show. Let's do a today's show. Let's just lock it away. No one will ever get to hear
today's
it.
Today's radio show?
Yeah, probably
okay.
best.
All right.
I mean, let's be honest. All right, guys, some birthdays for you. Andy Roddick, Lewis Black, Michael Chiklis, and Cameron Diaz.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:07.
Come on with the social D, by the way.
Yes, right?
Please. That is Dan Ward from the Kevin and Bean Facebook account who is requesting that one on National Cover Song Day. You know, it's time for Keep It 100, you guys.
I gotta keep it 100.
Keep it 100, baby.
Keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
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 I'm gonna keep it 100.
100.
Keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
We do this every Friday about this
keep
time. We ask you to text us
keep
and be texter 100, and we'll play any song you want. This
keep
week, of course, has to be cover songs. Texter 99, Kim from Van Nuys, I feel ya. No scrubs from Weezer.
Fun.
I would like that.
Would have been great. Texter 101, we all dodged a bullet. Angel in Santa Fe Springs wanted to hear Korn's version of the Cameo song Word Up.
I love that song. It's so bad.
It is very bad. But there's only one Texter 100, and this week it's our friend John. He is in Hacienda Heights, and he joins us on K-Rock right now.
Hey, John.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We are good.
How are you enjoying National Cover Song Day on the Kevin and Bean Show this morning?
Oh, I'm enjoying it a lot, especially considering that I was the 100th caller last year on Cover Day.
What?
No.
Way!
No.
Oh, my God.
No. That is not possible.
That's not possible.
I think I remember his song, too.
What was it?
Was it a cover of Joy Division?
Yes, it was.
You request a year ago, you did The Killers doing Shadow Play.
John, what kind of luck is this?
What are the odds that he would be able to get in?
He's got some kind of voodoo.
He really does.
It's the worst kind ever. It's just to be Texter 100.
Right.
But
twice.
Still,
twice,
but
technically.
Still.
If he could win
years.
The lottery, he would choose that. But he doesn't have
wasted. It's a wasted superpower. Are you Texter 100? Have you been Texter 100 in between also?
No, I have not, and I've been trying every week since day one.
Okay, that's weird.
All right. Well, you've blown our minds. Now let's find out what song you decided to pick with your using your voodoo magic. Go ahead and introduce your song for us, John.
Okay, this is by Depeche Mode. It's Route 66, and this one goes out to Allie.
Oh, John, I love you so much.
Tell That's freaky, John and Hacienda Heights.
Yeah, that's not cool.
We all pretended like it was normal. Mm-hmm. Everyone was like, oh, cool, you did it last year. And I was like, he's a killer.
He's called every week for Keep It 100. And
since the beginning.
He only got through last year on National Cover Day and today on National Cover Day.
I thought you were saying it was freaky that he dedicated it to me.
Well, I mean, that shows poor judgment, but... Route 66, by the way, is one of the most popular R&B songs of all time. It's been around since 1946. It's been covered by everybody from Van Morrison and the Rolling Stones to John Mayer to the Brian Setzer Orchestra to Natalie Cole. But the Depeche Mode version, I think, is my favorite of all of them. And it came out when, do you suppose, Allie? You're the hugest Depeche Mode fan
Wait,
in the world.
I am going back. You said it was originally an R&B song?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Same.
Yeah.
That is such a bean fact, though.
Bobby Troup did the original.
Bobby Troup.
Bobby.
Oh,
Bobby Troup.
Oh, I should have thought of that.
I mean, Chuck Berry did it. Everybody did.
Really?
But I love the Mode version, man.
Me too. You're asking me when Depeche Modes came out.
And there's no excuse for you to not know, as they're your favorite band
ever. Absolutely. That's why I was going to say 87, then I thought possibly 88. But I am going to go with 87. 88.
Ladies and gentlemen. 80.
Whoa, hold on.
Allie McKay is correct. 1987. Okay.
Yep, now she gets credit for both guesses. I see how that works.
I think she settled on 87, didn't she?
Sure.
It was the B-side of their single Behind the Wheel. A great pick. Thank you, John, in Hacienda Heights for that suggestion. Hey, we'll talk to you next year on Keep It 100.
It's a shame there's no way to recap things that happened during the week.
Yeah, people miss a ton of stuff.
It is weird that we do so many things and then no one knows what happens at the end.
I know I barely listen.
I know some people after work and most others are still asleep, so it's lucky that your boy Jensen wraps up every week. And your crew came back from Vegas completely elated, despite the fact that they were on a bus that barely made it. Fruit we debated, you love a band you hated, we're gifts from a mom of a person you dated. We gave it tickets to people who understand, it's Pennywise the Clown or Pennywise the Band. My mom had two weddings and each had fights, and Lana Del Rey was a total delight.
Obviously.
And Richard Cheese straight crushed, Ali won't shut up about deals on Disney Plus. My doctor said wiener, Petro seems sad, all-star remixes, roommates have demands, and Cube knows bougie traffic, don't move fast. If you missed that, download the podcast.
Have you ever put more items in one wrap-up?
That was tough, right? That was a tough one, yeah.
Did you leave anything out that we did this week?
They'll have to listen to the podcast to figure out.
That was That is amazing. Jensen does a great job with that every week. It's just a reminder to let you know that if you do miss a show or miss an hour, sometimes you miss something good. Not often, but sometimes. And that's why you should check out the Kevin and Bean podcast, available through radio.com or iTunes or wherever you get yours. All right. By the way, thanks for all of the wonderful requests for National Cover Song Day.
And a few terrible requests as well.
I thought it was super, super fun.
I loved it.
Anthony, for instance, from Instagram, on the Kevin Bean Instagram account, is the one who suggested Orgy Blue Bundy. So we're happy to play that for him. So that was fun. We'll do it again next year on the Friday before Labor Day. In the meantime, Allie, take us home with another What's Happening.
A lot of albums out today, guys.
Yeah.
Right? Big day. You've got Lana Del Rey's new album. You've got Tool. Fear Inoculum. Big stuff happening today. That's their first album in 13 years, you guys. And I bring it up because I told you the breaking news in the 7 a.m. hour that...
Breaking news bulletin.
That Tool
and
has...
A breaking news bulletin.
New shows in L.A., headlining a pair of shows at Staples Center in support of Fear Inoculum, Sunday, October 20th and Monday, October 21st. Tickets are going to go on sale next Friday at 10 a.m., but guess what you can do? Win them with us!
Yes!
That's correct. Tomorrow.
Nope.
Next week.
And not even Tomorrow's Monday. Even Tuesday.
Close. Tomorrow's the furthest I could get rather than today.
How are you doing? Pretty good.
I feel strong.
Yay!
Come on, guys. Let's stay until noon.
Wow.
Stick it out.
But a scene star said that it's been 9 years since Tool played in L.A. They played at, back then it was the Nokia Theater. We now know it as Microsoft Theater. But now, of course, the wait is over, you guys. Sunday, October 20th, Monday, October 21st.
That's great news. Mm-hmm.
And to go from the size of the Nokia to two nights at Staples Center?
Yep.
That's pretty good, Tool. Pretty good.
I am hearing great things about the new album. I still have not, I've only heard the single, so I can't wait, but people are loving it.
I hope you have 4 hours to spend.
I was saying that, Bean, because a lot of people were saying the same thing in their reviews of, I wasn't sure I wanted a new Tool album. I would have loved to have remembered them as they thought maybe it wouldn't be.
Oh,
right.
I see.
And people are saying, boy, was I wrong, and boy, am I now mad it took 13 years to get this. So that's pretty good, you guys.
Need any more information on the Tool shows and stuff? It's at krock.com.
Excellent. Guys.
But we're giving away tickets starting tomorrow, though, right?
Yes, tomorrow.
Tuesday.
Good.
Or 3 weeks from now.
After the show. We're going to give tickets away on
just
October 22nd.
No, just stop by.
Shows have happened.
We'll be here.
So the
Do you
Foo
know
Fighter...
if there are any rooms left at the Marriott at all?
I hate all of
we
you.
We should give them away tomorrow.
The Foo Fighters performed at Reading Festival last weekend, and of course they told the crowd that they want to start a petition to get Oasis to reunite. Dave Grohl said to the crowd, we're trying. everyone here want it? How many people want to see Oasis effing play a show? The crowd goes crazy. So Noel responded, addressing the crowd at a gig in San Diego, because the Foo Fighters not only talked about it on stage, but they also had pictures on Taylor's drums with photos of Noel and Liam's faces.
Love it.
So he responded, and apparently responded at a show locally as well, with, "I'd like to start a petition to get Foo Fighters to split up." Noel Gallagher!
We don't want that.
Damn you.
That's so Noel,
that's
though.
That's so Gallagher of you. And yesterday, Oasis celebrated the 25th anniversary of their debut album, Definitely Maybe. And they're set to release a limited edition reissue vinyl. There's going to be a new lyric video for Fade Away. There's a new podcast that's already been launched to celebrate the anniversary. So all of that got Noel's brother Liam in a reflective mood yesterday.
Oh, so he probably buried the hatchet, I would assume, and reached out to his brother and saying, "Let bygones be bygones.
All good now?
Yeah, like
let's be family."
Showed humility or like some sort of adult behavior.
Look, it's not all.
Maybe he didn't apologize.
It's not all your fault.
Right.
I understand that I contributed to the problem and I want to make it right.
Edible arrangement?
No, again, I was talking about Liam.
Sherry's berries? Did he send some Sherry's berries over to Noel?
You're talking about Liam.
Singing telegram?
Here is what Liam tweeted. "Oasis the musical. Five lads from Manchester start a band and take on the world. The little one who writes the songs turns into a massive C word. Sacks everyone except his little brother as he ain't got the arse. Then splits up the band. There's a storyline for you. The end."
Oh, he's such a delight.
He's such a dick.
Oh, well.
Oh, I love it. But it did bring me to a bunch of his quotes over the years. Here's Liam on Green Day's Billy Joe Armstrong.
Okay.
"F right off. I'm not having him. I just don't like his head." Okay.
That was macho.
On How He Beats the Blues. "I suppose I do get sad, but not for too long. I just look in the mirror and go, what a good-looking F you are."
Wow.
Okay. On Keith Richards and George Harrison back in the 90s.
Whatever his name is.
Yeah. He said, "They're jealous and senile and not getting enough effing meat pies." Okay.
That's how we roll, bitches.
Yeah, I'm sure the Stones and the Beatles are jealous of Liam Gallagher.
Remember when they played acoustic? Bean, I think it was at Honda Center, and they were playing, and there was a part where Noel was just doing. He took a cigarette break, sat down on the edge of the stage, and just glared at everybody.
Yep, while smoking. During the song, when he wasn't singing. Yep.
I loved him.
This is him talking about people that have the wrong idea about him. He says, "I'm a tender, beautiful, and loving guy that happens to slap a photographer now and then because they get in my way." And if you've ever wondered what he would be doing if he didn't do music, he said, "If I wasn't a musician, I don't know. I'd be God, maybe. That would be a good job."
He does seem chill.
He
don't give a F about nothing.
Such a D word, you guys. All right, and finally, I just want to bring the story to you. Remember when we talked about accidental nudity?
Yes.
This week on the show? I don't know how accidental this was, but if you were looking for a property in Nashville, you might have gotten more than you bargained for when a realtor named Miguel Calvo listed the property on Benchmark Realty. You know how they attach multiple photos of the property?
Sure.
So you're like, oh, that's a good-looking kitchen.
Yeah,
oh,
pool
look at that. Yeah, that bathroom.
That's a slideshow with 20 photos of the house, right?
That bathroom is very updated. Oh my God, is that a realtor getting a BJ?
Accidental upload.
Yeah.
Oh,
there's a picture of him that he took of himself getting the BJ shot from a mirror.
I would like to see it.
I don't know if you
get
do.
A copy of that.
I don't know if you want it, sir.
A lot of people want to
all
see it.
All I'm saying is the image has now been removed, but a lot of hits on this property in Priest Lake Park.
Mm-hmm.
But my God. So was that an accidental upload, or did that guy just put it there?
Because I love it.
He's a freak.
That'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
He meant to select a certain number of photos and selected one too many from his phone.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
That's it.
Terrifying.
It doesn't increase the value of that home.
Gotta check that out.
But I assume got a lot more hits after they realized it, right?
Yeah, sure.
Giddy up.
That's
giddy
gotta up be. The moment you realize you've done it.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why?
Do you get fired? Do you get fired by the realtor you work for?
I assume yes.
I would guess so.
And then when anyone Googles your name, you're like, Why? Oh, that's the realtor that took a picture really of himself getting a BJ.
Why?
Well, I mean, he was probably proud of it.
Why?
Have you seen it? You haven't seen the pictures.
Why?
I can't explain it to you, Rodney. We're out of time.
Some birthdays for you. Cameron Why? Diaz. Well, she was born today. Michael Chiklis, Louis Black, and Anthony.
Huh?
That's what I call Andy Roddick. I sometimes call Anthony. Him Anthony. Oh, what is
you guys
happening?
You guys are close.
That's what's happening.
Thank you, Ellie. In your drive home today, listen to Stryker and Klein's commercial free-for-all, a random act of helpfulness to the SoCal helpful Honda dealers. Have a great long weekend, and we'll see you on Tuesday morning.
Yeah. Nice. Guard that joint, my friend.
You okay, Kevin?
I'm good.
Tool.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I would rather stab myself in the taint.
Roll another one.
Dude, bro, dude.
Just like the other one.
No, screw that voice.
This one seems to be about to quit.
He's down on the phone.
Why?
And I need another hit.
They got a pickle on that chicken sandwich. They got a pickle. Listen to me. That tastes like chicken. The pickle tastes like chicken. You hear me?
Roll. Just like the other one.
That needle was the size of my wiener.
This one seems to be about to
spend. Oh, this is going to be such a hoot.
And I don't have another cent.
I am 100,000% in support of this idea. This is an amazing idea. I love this idea.
Don't start, you little bitch.
Just pass it around.
Don't believe in love anymore.
And don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Ugh, white people.
Just pass it on down.
All right, the way they performed was frankly disgusting.
Boys, we have to let you go.
I see. This is some very unexpected news. Please allow me a moment to process it.
Man, I'm gonna tell you right now, y'all. I was hating it up until the finale, but the finale is what got me.
No, it was fun. It was fun.
It was not fun.
No, it wasn't.
Well, as long as life continues to disappoint us, I'm going to pee. Excuse me.
Bong, bong.